Check one, check two. Hi, folks. My name is Justin Brown, and I'm your host. Welcome to New Guy You Stuff. If you haven't taken a minute to look at the description already, the whole purpose of this podcast, and probably the reason you're glancing at it, is that I want to share some experience, advice, and any information I can, get conversations going all about the world of you stuff. Let's be honest, it's a growing economy, the secondhand economy. Today, more than ever, there's tons of different websites and places you can go to buy you stuff. And that's not to say they haven't been around before, but you guys might have seen a commercial recently for this website or app called Mercari, where there's a girl sitting on her bed and she's loading pictures with her, taking pictures with her phone and loading it to the app. And she's like, I have so many shoes. I just need to sell these shoes. And if you see the shoes in this commercial, they're very fancy, expensive looking shoes. And the way that the commercial came off to me is like, hey, I have these $1,000 shoes and I wore them a few times, but I can probably get $950 for them if I put them on Mercari. And let me tell you, that is usually not how it goes. It feels like a damn lie. So, well, my job is to help give you a more realistic perspective on how it is to navigate the world of selling on apps, selling on websites, selling in person, and then also buying from those same sources. Me, I have worked in, I guess, e-commerce or navigated e-commerce and secondhand purchasing and selling in the whole market ever since high school, or as soon as I got out of high school, once I could finally get my own, you know, debit card and stuff with my name on it. I've been on eBay going on 13 years now. Amazon as a seller, I was on there for a couple of years, but long story short, banned me. You can get into that to another episode, but while I was on there, I knew what I was doing. It was just, hey, man, I'm in school, I'm in work. I couldn't always, you know, ship the item the next day. So outside of that, I was great on Amazon. Craigslist I've had some success on, selling and purchasing various kind of items. Not necessarily the services. I think that was shut down by the time I actually started looking into those. Salvation Army, Goodwill, places like that. Now, there's a lot of different places you can really get into. But again, my hope is that with the information I'm sharing, questions I'm able to answer, conversations I'm able to facilitate, partake in, and hopefully flesh out that however your approach to the secondhand market is going to go, whether it's a seller, buyer, trader, or whatever the case may be, that it helped you even just a little bit to be more comfortable doing it. So this first episode, I want to tell you, I guess we can just talk about my experiences a little bit, just so maybe hopefully you can start to trust me for the next coming episodes. In terms of being a seller, again, I've been on eBay for over 13 years now. Never banned. I have I think I'm at 1,000 transactions now, successful, positive feedback as a seller and or buyer. For Amazon, again, I was on there for a couple of years. It didn't last too long. Reason I'm still on eBay is, one, they're a lot more flexible in terms of like the services and the ways you can ship versus like Amazon. There's very limited ways you can ship, and you kind of had to use, at least when I was using it, you had to use USPS when you were on it. In terms of Craigslist, I've used that on and off for a few years, mainly for like buying technology or selling technology or video games. I've also gotten some free stuff from there. And I guess I can include that in the podcast too, where to get some free secondhand stuff. Let me write that down. Free stuff. Where you can get free secondhand stuff. Who doesn't like free stuff? Now, you know, when it comes to free things, the condition it comes in is what it's going to come in. Beggars really can't be choosers when it comes to that. But if you keep an eye out for it, and hopefully I can give you some advice on that too, you'll be able to, you know, score some good deals, man, especially if it's free. And outside of that, I've bought stuff in person at, you know, Salvation Army, Goodwill, done some, like, you know, crate digging or, you know, whatever you call the phrase where you're searching for something that's like a diamond in a rough. Maybe needs a little fixing, maybe needs, you know, battery. Had a lot of good deals where something just needed a battery. And in terms of other places like flea markets and things like that, I see them quite a bit. I don't really go to them to score deals usually, because the person that's selling them, unless they're like moving or it's like extraneous, you know, circumstances, they know how much they want to sell stuff for. So unless they're in a bind, or you can catch them either if you try to buy a lot of stuff depending on what you're into, or just know how to talk yourself into a good deal, I won't have a lot of information on those specifically, but there's information that I can share regarding other places and ways to exchange, you know, goods and services that will definitely overlap and apply. Outside of those, yeah, I mean, those are the main places I've really frequented for all the secondhand stuff. In terms of products on eBay, I tend to focus with clothes and technology. Clothes, there's a lot of good stuff you can get for secondhand. Coats, especially things that aren't easy to give away. Like if you like a shirt, you know, that you bought and you outgrew it, unless you have someone just to give it to, you're probably going to donate it or list on eBay. Thankfully for, you know, the surplus of things that exist in the world now, you can usually get a good deal on, like, clothing. I'll put it to you like this. You ever go on to, like, buy a new phone? And you go in there, you know what phone you want. You've already done your research. You're like, yeah, I'm going there and getting this phone. And then you walk in and you tell the, you find a sales clerk, you're like, hey, I want this phone, please and thank you, can you get it for me in this color, this storage, blah blah blah. One dude's like, or the lady, whatever, it's 2019, you know what I mean? Or the person's like, oh yeah, that's a great phone, but I like to show you this newer model. It does the same things, but it's a little bit bigger, and the camera winks at you when you take a photo. How about that? And the whole point of that sales pitch is to catch you off guard. Like, you come in there determined, you know what you want, but if you're not really sure, if you're just ready to spend the money, or if you don't have the discipline, you might be like, you know what? I like a phone that winks at me. Let me go check it out. And you check this phone out, and you end up spending like an extra $100 on some stuff you don't really need. And that's, or features you don't really need. You still wanted the phone. You still kind of got the phone you wanted, but you got talked into, you know, getting more money or spending more money into some stuff you're not going to use. Now, not saying that happens every time. Sometimes there's features on a different phone, product, or whatever the case may be for your situation, where this other thing has stuff you would want to use too, which is great. The good thing about secondhand purchases is that, at least for me, I'm not a person that likes to buy the latest thing. Especially when it comes to technology. Like, I like to let the first wave of nerds kind of hit it, check it out, and then they'll start reporting the bugs and things like that. If you guys remember the Samsung Galaxy Note 8, I think it was, the little Al-Qaeda bomb in your pocket, the one that had screens exploding left and right, that one, it's not... If around that time, I think I had an iPhone 5S still. If not an iPhone 5. I wasn't that caught up on getting the new thing. I know it's not a Samsung. I've had Samsungs too, but point being, like, there's a lot of things that weren't made this year that'll do what you needed to do and then some. So hopefully you'll get some feeling of, like, focus or, you know, discipline, or really just being able to find things that you can enjoy that also doesn't break the bank in your pockets. A lot of the reasons that much of the time where I'm going secondhand shopping, especially for technology, is that, hey, I don't need all the new bells and whistles, and I'd like to save a few bucks. I like keeping a nice piece of technology. Sometimes I'll grab two of the thing if it's cheap enough and it does the job. I have this one HD camcorder that it's a Sony Bloggy from 2010. I bought it last year. I was shopping for, sorry, camcorders last year, and I came across that, and this thing has HD, it has a little bit of digital zoom, audio recording, internal storage of like 8 gigs, 4 to 8 gigs, depending on the model you got. And they were on eBay for like 10 to 30 bucks. And when it came to recording the stuff I needed to record, does everything I needed to do. So I ended up getting two of them for about $35 total. One to keep, and I had, like, having one as a backup in case it gets stolen, broken, et cetera, et cetera. So don't have to wait that long in between with recording. All that being said, there's a lot of good reasons why you want to go with secondhand things. My, again, major areas or types of products I deal with for eBay anyway, selling and buying our clothes and technology. Amazon, I think everyone knows how to use Amazon. That's actually a website I wouldn't use for a secondhand buying, really, mainly because most of the items on there are new and cheap enough. However, there is, if you guys know the website, the alternate link for Amazon, they have a lot of open box returns and stuff you can buy from there. Moving on, in terms of Craigslist and the Salvation Army and Goodwill, generally it's for technology or free cheap stuff. For Craigslist, I've had to use that and other websites to find like free things, whether it's free pieces of furniture for, you know, furnish an apartment, or my old place. I've used it for work to try to find free stuff for the nonprofits I've worked for in the past. And then again, for like technology or just good deals on things, there are certain things I'm more comfortable buying on Craigslist than others. So again, when I go over that sort of thing, I'll dig more into detail about that. In terms of Salvation Army, Goodwill, secondhand stores, things like that, it really just depends on why you're there. For those places, again, I know about technology, so that's also a thing too. Like, I've always been around tech or a techie. Like, I've had to set up, when my parents first got internet, I was the one that's managing the passwords, making sure things ran, troubleshot things. And one of my earlier jobs, I was at Staples for 7 years, and I worked in the Easy Tech department, and I was a manager too. And it was just a lot of tech to be around, a lot of computer troubleshooting and knowing what's going on with computers and being able to communicate with people about technology. So that's just something I'm comfortable with. That to say, if you don't know technology, that's fine. If you know what kind of products you're into or what you're really shopping for or what you're really selling for, the idea is to kind of delve or work with what you know. If you're trying to make this a frequent thing, if this is like a one-off thing, you just want to know, hey, I just need this new camera, I'd like to know how to go to this website to get a new or used camera, excuse me, new to you, again, used to somebody else, used stuff. If you're into that, that's fine too. I can try to keep, you know, subconsciously focus on, let me stop trying to use big words for no reason. I'll try to keep in mind the various kind of audiences I can have. Based on your feedback, I'll learn to tailor it, know where to, you know, expand upon certain things and where to cut back on others. That being said, hopefully regardless of why you're listening, there's something for you to take away from this. Let's see what else. Goodwill, Salvation Army. Yeah, I mean, they're good for a lot of different things. Really just depends on what you're looking for. Those are usually more for buying than selling because you can't really sell to those places. Outside of that, you got like thrift shops, pawn shops. I tend to stay away from those. One, because they usually know their prices, so it's hard to get a really good deal there unless you're in the market for something and they just have it cheaper than you found it anywhere else. In terms of selling to them, I don't really have experience with them. Selling to them, one, because they'll take a lot of your money out of it. It's kind of like the trading system with like GameStop or Amazon. If you're willing to trade in your games or whatever you're able to trade into Amazon that they accept, usually they're only going to give you 50% at best. It really depends if they're running a promo or not. I know sometimes GameStop does promos and things like that. Amazon, it depends on what the product is or how new it is, but nobody's going to give you real value for it. So that's another reason to do the secondhand stuff, especially if you have the time and energy to sell. So I guess I'll end it on this. So in terms of the process for this, how long it takes, how much time are you investing? Really depends on you. Really depends on how much time and energy you want to put into this. There's a reason why people just like buying new things. The process is simple. They know where to go. You don't have to worry about checking for quality, condition, usually. Because you can usually safely assume that if you're buying something new, that it works. Thing with secondhand stuff, your observational skills, your curiosity, your sometimes critical thinking, marketing, there's a lot of different like skills, soft skills that you could take from literally your job at work, depending on what it is, or just relationships with people and apply to this. This can be work depending on what you're into it for. It's definitely felt like work at times for me. You got a lot of customer service, and that's the main thing you got to deal with is customer service if you're a seller. With buying, it's just making sure that besides knowing what you're looking for, knowing where you're comfortable looking for it, is trying to be keen on the details and making sure that what you're getting is what you want and what you're getting is as advertised. So all that being said, that's been the first episode of, New Guy You Stuff. My name is Justin Brown. I hope to continue this soon. Probably make this a weekly thing. And I'm going to share it out to as many different, I guess, podcasts as ever. Podcast hosting platforms there are. Please leave me a review, 5-star comments, and all that good stuff if you can. Love to know questions, feedback, any kind of suggestions for, what you want me hopefully to go into and stuff. It's all about interaction. So please send me what you got, and I'll see you guys next time. Again, my name is Justin Brown. You can find me on social media at Justin's On One, JustinOnOne, and I'll probably make a social media handle for this. Assuming it's still available, I'll share that the next time I'm on. But thank you for listening. It's been awesome. Hope to continue this journey with whoever's listening out there. And I appreciate you taking the time for this. Later.